Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up? This is Kevin Deers from Loud and Local and Metal Shop, and you're about to hear an interview with a group called MVFL, kind of hip-hop, rock, a little bit of metal, very in your face, very intense. A couple weeks back, they started calling me out publicly on social media, calling me out and saying I needed to apologize for something. I've never met these guys before until this interview, and, well, they asked for my number, so I gave them the request line, and what you're about to hear before the interview is all the requests, a.k.a. the harassment that was left on the request line. If you want to call me up, 206-865-6966. But before we get into the MVFL interview, here's all the messages that their fans left me. Enjoy.
All right, Kevin. So I asked for your number for the apology, and you send me to your request line. Is this a joke to you, Kevin? Like, you don't know who I am. Like, I'm going to leave my name. Like, you don't know me. Like, you don't know us. MVFL is not going to be silenced by you again, Kevin. We're not going to sit here and roll over and let you walk all over us. No. I've sent the troops. Don't disrespect me, you bald, punk, stinky coward. You know where we are, Kevin. High and low, I've been searching. No apology. And you send me to your request line. I'm fed up, Kevin. This is war. MVFL versus Kevin Deers. You're done, Kevin. You're done. Kevin, not to mention, I don't think it's enough that you're just going to play our track. I don't even know if you're going to actually do it. Are you going to follow through this time? Really? I don't know, Kevin. Seems a little fishy. I think maybe we might need a little more than just a play. I don't know. What do you think? I've picked out my finest troops, Kevin. You don't want to see the storm. Good luck.
Oh, I'm Kevin. I don't have to apologize for anything. Oh, you can't threaten me. I run Metal Shop, and I run Loud and Local.
Shut up, Kevin. Shut up. Play MVFL. We will not be silenced by you, Kevin.
If you think for 1 second that you can silence MVFL, I need you to think again, Buster. This is a war you don't want, Kevin. The losers are here to stay, Kevin. MVFL runs through my veins. MVFL till I die.
Kevin. Triple B. Big ball bitch. Might as well shave the beard off, Kevin, because the hair can't hide your shame. You know, it makes me fucking sick that you just didn't. You don't apologize to these boys. Where are you getting off from, Kevin?
Kevin, man, bro. Best hit the pavement, Kevin, man. MVS, hit the FL pavement. Kevin, big fan of yours. Kevin, I can smell you. You smell so good.
Kevin, this is DeAndre O'Connor from Detroit, Michigan. A carrier pigeon flew over here the other day. And it had a few things to say about you, Kevin. It said that you've been f***ing with the wrong guys, Kevin. Sounds like you got to hit the pavement, man. Don't be f***ing around with MVFL. I've got 600 pigeons with razor blades duct taped to their feet, ready to swarm your f***ing office, Kevin.
Big f***ing mistake beefing with MVFL, Kevin. Okay? You need to watch it. You need to put some respect on their name.
Kevin, where's your apology to MVFL?
Kevin,
Deers. This is Dova's dad, Jamie, also known as the singer for the mighty Coven 6669. Now, I appreciate what you do for the metal community, and I love it when you play in my band, but the nonsense has got to stop. You must apologize on air for what you did to MVFL. Do it, Kevin. These boys don't mess around.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Okay, it's 99.9 KISW, Loud and Local. It's been an interesting week or so. I start getting blown up on Instagram, on social media, and these characters from, you know,
characters.
These guys, these musicians, these highly
artists.
Talented artists from the Everett and Tacoma area. They start, I'll say they're kind of harassing me, calling me out.
No, it's not harassment, Kevin. Okay. We know what happened. Okay. And we know why we're here. And we're here, you know, we're here on good faith. You know, we're giving,
okay.
You know.
All right.
I don't think we're harassing you whatsoever.
We'll give you the platform. So they're called MVFL. Welcome to the studio, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what's Woo! MVFL? First off, try not to swear. You guys, a lot of language, you know, you got to kind of censor in the music. But try not to swear too much when you're up here. But what's MVFL stand for?
Misunderstood Violent Fucking Losers.
Damn it, Iggy.
All right.
You can't
well,
say damn
you
it
know,
either.
There
if
we go.
I can't say you can't say damn. Sorry, Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin. My bad.
What are your names? Tell us what your name is. Introduce us to the crew.
Hi, I'm Specs.
You know me, Kevin.
Big Daddy Specs. Oh, get in there, Ghost.
It's Ghost.
That's Ghost. I'm Iggy Jones.
I'm Dove.
All right.
And I'm Iggy Jones.
All right. So, you know, why don't we get a little backstory? You know, a little Marvel, you know, backstory.
Yeah.
A little bit
yeah.
of the origin story of
well,
that.
Talk to him.
We started making music probably like 7 years ago.
Hey, talking to that mic, bitch.
Probably wow. like probably Sorry. Like 7 years ago. Yeah, we don't like hip hop and we don't like metal. So we're like, let's take like the two, like make something cool out of the two things we're not liking, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know, we kinda came out of nowhere. What do you think? Where did it come from?
You know, I think essentially you can build a thing up. And then you tear it all down and you see what's going on when you make it something new, right? And essentially what we did is we're looking around and saying, and then we take and we build and we say, huh, essentially.
Facts.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Crazy style.
You guys have played a decent amount of shows, right? Like live performances? No?
No.
27.
No. I played 10. And
someone told us one time if we didn't play under 500 shows, we haven't played a lot.
Oh, okay.
That's true. So, we did hear that once.
No, yeah, we played a couple local joints. Nothing.
Been to Portland a couple times.
Been to Portland a few times. Nothing crazy nice. Out there. Nothing crazy out here.
Ghost, what do you think about Portland?
It's cool. It's a place to go once in a while,
That's
I guess.
Not what he was saying. The Specs, other day. What do you think about Portland?
Love that place. Great donuts.
Great sure. donuts. Yeah,
they got voodoo donuts, I guess. Yeah. That's, like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Kevin. What was
sorry,
the question?
Sorry, Kevin, yeah.
Are you guys juggalos?
Define juggalo.
Insane Clown Posse juggalos? No?
Never heard of them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. No, Insane Clown Posse. Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Okay.
I'll have to give that a look.
All right, cool.
Sure.
I'm going to take a guess here. I'm going to assume. Might be a little insane. Probably look like a couple of clowns. They might have a posse.
There we go.
Full posse.
Did you guys meet like before you started making music
We're quintuplets.
Together? Were you guys friends before?
We're quintuplets.
Yeah, brothers. All twins.
Wow.
Quintuplets.
Cool.
Quintuplets.
You think that twins would be, why would there, there's not two
Don't
sets.
Don't yell at me, bro.
There's not two sets of twins. If there's four of them, it's quintuplets.
Okay, my bad. It's the same thing.
We're quintuplets, Kevin.
Two sets of twins.
Wow.
Quadruplets.
Yeah, that is the correct term.
Oh, am I talking about five?
You're talking about five.
Oh, for sure. Hey, for sure. Hey, that's on me.
Yeah, no, we're
quadruplets, Kevin.
Yeah, we've known each other before we did music.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you all meet? Like party, skateboarding? What was it?
I met Iggy at a XXX Tentacion show.
Wow.
Yeah, I met Ghost in summer school.
And I met Specs in high school. Yeah, history class. Yeah. Hey, yo, what was his name?
Mr. Withy.
That guy sucks.
Shout out Mr. Withy.
No.
Don't shout him out.
Shout out Mr. Withy.
Yeah, no, we don't like him.
Yeah, we kind of just met all out and about through the city. Cool. Just kind of being in the scene, I guess, and in our local areas. Just kind of happened to work out.
Talking, chatting, chopping it up. Got a couple Snapchat group chats going.
That was like the main thing. Yeah, we all talked on Snapchat.
Yep.
I love Snapchat.
Were you guys able to stay connected like when the pandemic hit? Were you guys able to stay friends and connect and stuff like that? Or was that kind of a weird time?
I think it had a little bit. It was a little weird for sure. I think
friends and everything else crumbled.
Yeah, and I think just like everyone else, we were like just hot on like doing a release, and we like it. Was, I mean, it's our first project that we did, so you know, it is what great. It is. But we were, you know, we're pretty hyped on it, going and moving, setting up some stuff, you know, thinking that we're gonna do some stuff. Obviously, pandemic hits, that doesn't happen. I think it changed the course of what we were doing, probably for the better.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I think that there was a lot of shit we learned over the pandemic. I think it sucked for the time being, but I think it really brought us closer together. We learned a lot of nice stuff, a lot of good lessons moving forward in the music industry, kind of how to move and what to look out for.
So musically, like, who are your biggest influences? You guys met at XXX Tentacion. Were you guys influenced by what they would call, kind of looking back, at the SoundCloud rap? Was that a big influence?
Yeah, a couple of it. A little.
Suicide Boys. Young Lean.
Yep. Blade.
Blade.
Black Cray. And Lil Peep and X.
Okay.
My only inspiration.
Bones. Team Sesh. That's Xavier true. Wolf.
Macklemore.
Yeah. In fact, 100%. Jason Derulo.
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Wow. Mafia.
Shoreline Mafia for sure. 3 Days Grace.
Travis Barker.
Skillet.
Individually, as an individual human, not the band.
Cat Williams, but not as a comedian, as a guy.
Facts.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's. To top it all off, probably Aerosmith.
Okay.
Facts.
Dude, that was a clean nux.
Yeah.
Explosive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm digging this. Let's go into one of your songs. We're gonna go into the song "Hit the Pavement."
Yeah.
Who wants to talk about this one?
Ghost, tell him about it.
Yeah, Ghost, tell him all about this track.
Ghost, you gotta give him something that they're gonna play on the radio before they play our song. Make it crispy, make it sexy. Let them know.
It's a whole lot of dudes screaming, whole lot of anger. I did my best to get my vocal cords surgically removed for this song so that I could scream even louder.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, we also re-recorded it 74 times. So this is the 74th print out of the song.
God damn.
Yeah, lots of tweaking, lots of little adjustments, lots of little voice cracks we had to go through and fix. You know, it's first time.
Sure.
First time really being out there screaming, Kevin. It was really the first time... all of our first time going into that, I think Ghost's decision to remove his vocal cords was kind of a
that's extreme.
It was extreme. It was a step in a weird direction, you know, going forward longevity wise. Sure. Don't know if it was great.
Took quite a long time.
But I think this song really shows how meticulous we are and how we'll sit on a song for like 9, 10, 11, 14 months and then put out one song a year and then maybe a project the next one. And then wait.
We've have like probably what 3 albums ready to go and just sitting on them, chilling.
We just sit on them, yeah.
We don't like dropping anything.
We make them and then we hold them and then we just wait.
To be honest with you, Kevin, we're waiting to get a bigger audience before we really reveal the magnum opuses that we've stashed in our deck, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, this is Hit the Pavement. I don't know what the hell we're talking about. Let's rock!
Let's go.
If I want it, I'ma take it. And I see still anything to get a meal. You see me coming, motherfucker, hit the pavement. Running through the city, get the devil on my heels. I'm out of options, I'm out of patience. They got my mama praying, you can never save me. So if I want it, I'ma take it. Motherfuckers gotta hate this, ain't no gotta make statement.
You never know
collect. So I've been puffing on whatever, trying to cover the stress. I know this ain't even as hard as it gets. Really hope it doesn't suck when it ends. I hope you motherfuckers don't get me started again. I never beg, I hit the fumes, and now you're sobbing my bed. And I know it's all part of the test. But I just hope that I can make it with my heart and my chest. So what you gonna do when you're staring in the depths? That collect the safe in your checks. I'm at the end of my rope, motherfucker, and I'm doing what I gotta do to make it to the next fucking friend. You think I wanna be a scumbag? You think I wanna be a bum? You think I like how it feels, huh? Yeah, damn right, motherfucker, better run. If I want it, I'ma take it. I see still anything to get a meal. You see me coming, motherfucker, hit the pavement. Running through the city, got the devil on my heels. I'm out of options, I'm out of patience. They got my mama praying, you can never save me. So if I want it, I'ma take it. Motherfuckers gotta hate this, ain't no better place.
I'm crawling out of my skin, I'm losing all. Every time I listen, I'm catching on. Said the devil is bad, I'm losing mine. So all the shit that I spent, it isn't mine. All the bullets aside, not giving up. When my eyes start to fly, I see.
From the back of my socks, they tried to slow me down, but they just cannot. I'm on a crash course, ready to die, and I can show you who the real is. First, I'm taking what's mine. Take this fly now, break them off and eat the neck off. If they look at best, your kids, they get stepped off. And I don't want to slow down for a second. Everything that I try to stick me, I'll take the edge off. Let me all think twice. Let them all try to get what's mine. You might call it a sacrifice, but you think like that if you fake this lie. My side will suicide. Can't let my rock subside. My grace or something, bitch, I know I lost my mind.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Loud and Local. Right now, a group called MVFL, Hit the Pavement is the name of the song. We're recording this and we're hanging out in studio. Is this the first time you guys have been in a radio or a podcast or anything like that? Or
Yes. No. We got interviewed once before, kind of.
We got interviewed a couple times, and we did one. Yeah. I'd say we have one good interview under our belt,
yeah,
Kevin.
One good one.
Okay, what's that platform?
That's a little Jimmy Jambox. That's a cool guy Vancouver.
Yeah,
something like that. Cool guy.
Yeah, he's a cool platform.
I'm not gonna be a cop or a fed here, but I am curious. When you're recording, How much weed do you guys smoke?
Music.
Like it's a typical recording session. Oh, you guys like getting smokes. Super blazed? Are you guys drinking a lot?
I call King Louie.
We get recreational. So basically, we get to the studio and we got a friend called King Louie.
Okay.
He gives us a ring when we get there. He probably calls us 32 times.
Yeah, about.
So yeah, I mean, we smoke. We talk to Louie quite a bit. You know, we smoke a lot. Me and Iggy don't really drink.
Okay.
Too much. I mean, he hasn't drank in over a year.
Yeah, I don't think we don't really drink when we're making music. Generally, like maybe a little we grab a little twisty off the top, get a little loose.
Yeah.
We're not trying to die.
Yeah, I feel like if I got super drunk and tried to record, I'd throw up. I would throw up every time I perform.
Facts. That's true.
And I don't even drink. And then when I record, I already feel like I'm gonna yak. So if I put some brews on top of that,
done.
I'm out.
But yeah, we're a little blitzed, if you must ask, Kev.
All right, man. What kind of musicians do you guys like to perform with? Because I know, you guys kind of balance in the world of, like, it's pretty punk, it's pretty metal, it's pretty hip-hop. So what kind of bills do you guys fit on?
Kevin, I'm going to tell you, there's, like, maybe three people that we enjoy performing with.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, and they know who they are, and they're going to get their time for the shout-out, but they know who they are.
Facts.
It's
been a little bit rough trying to find a spot we kind of fit in.
Yeah.
At least in the local scene. I mean, I think there's a lot of... I think people hear our music and they get it, but I think just finding a spot to put us, people kind of struggle with a little bit, which I personally think is fantastic. I like that people don't know what to do with us.
Okay.
But yeah, there's probably, about three people we really enjoy to perform with.
Yeah, Ghost, what kind of bills do you like to perform on?
Just like mix it up, like make a rave and then throw some rappers in there, throw a band in there and call it good. I want it to be chaotic, you know? I want everybody to, like, not know what's going on. You know what? Throw an R&B singer in there, too.
Ooh.
Just to mix it up.
Interpretive dance the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's not cap. That's factual.
That's so real. Yeah. I'm being so real.
Factual.
My favorite kind of bills are ones that are doing stuff that's different than what everyone else does. Mm-hmm. I like to do stuff like, find a random place, go set something up and run and gun it, That's you're gonna have a way more intimate and fun experience with your audience and with your friends too if you do something like that.
Yeah. Have you seen any of these shows underneath the First Avenue Bridge? Yeah, you got some punk and metal shows underneath there.
We were actually
crazy.
Supposed to play one.
Really?
Yeah, it just got canceled.
Ah, bummer.
Yeah, unfortunate events. That how it goes.
Yeah.
How it goes.
It happens. It happens, but. We would like to set something up there for sure. I like that whole vibe. Vibe is super cool. I really like that.
I think we do have something. It's late summer.
Cool.
And I don't want to say nothing major, but we'll be at the bridge late summer sometime for sure.
Swag.
So be there.
Nice.
Eventually, whenever that is.
So, do you guys have anything like on the horizon, before that? Do you guys have any shows or music coming or anything like that you can tease?
Casting spells, man. I'm working on my magic.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of these dudes play instruments. It's just me.
He's a one-man band.
Okay.
Fair enough. We're all really, really not musically talented except for him.
He carries all of it.
So, when did you first pick up an instrument, and what was your first instrument?
Oh, my grandma got me a guitar when I was like 13.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah.
And then they tried to get me someone to like teach me, and I just did not like it at all. So I stuck it out with YouTube.
Okay.
And then I went to Robert Lang's.
Oh, nice.
Did that whole course thing there. And so I've just been doing that ever since.
Cool, man.
So crazy.
Established. Official.
Official.
Real official stuff. Don't ever say we're not a real band.
Spec solos your entire band, and that's factual evidence.
That's fact.
The evidence has been set.
Put Specs on the stage versus your whole band, he wins.
You're done. You're done, buddy.
You're done. Good night. You're not.
So I noticed that you have an MVFL tattoo.
I do. I've got multiple.
What was your first tattoo?
My first tattoo was I got a heart on my middle finger. It was broken originally.
Okay.
But I met my girlfriend. I filled it in.
Nice.
And then I got my hand tattooed. I got a little peep tattoo on my hand.
Yeah.
And my MVFL one was my second one.
Okay.
And then I got it on my face, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
On the face.
Because I'm dedicated and I'm committed to this lifestyle I'm a real rock star. I'm really about doing hardcore things, and I'm really about changing the culture.
Facts.
So, I'm familiar a little bit with, I don't know if this is still a thing, but like the goth boy clique.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
No.
No, not really. Okay, fair enough,
Goth boy clique was one dude.
That ended a while.
Goth boy clique was one dude.
Well,
goth boy clique was one dude. Goth boy clique was one dude.
It was one dude.
Yeah, it was Peep. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I respectively like some of the members' music, but that's,
you know. Some.
Some, yeah. Loosely use that term.
Loosely. Hey, chat, don't clip that one.
Chat, don't clip that.
But yeah, no, they're definitely not around anymore.
Yeah, I think a lot of that whole time, that whole scene, like the whole
kind
of SoundCloud underground stuff, they really disbanded. And I think a lot of people just stopped trying, you know, when certain people were gone, and it's a sad thing to see, sad sight to watch a bunch of people that, you know, when I was younger, I kind of idolized them falsely, but I idolized
them.
You know, now they just don't do stuff.
God.
Dang.
Rip the segment, bro.
What would you say? So, like, let's say the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Of what?
So, of SoundCloud rap.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Well, there's four of us. Should we all toss one up there? I feel like that's fair.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all get to pick one.
Yeah, you go first.
I'm not going first.
Okay, I'll put Peep up there.
That's fair. I know who Specs is.
Yeah, I know who Specs is.
Okay, Bones. Yeah, it's going to be Bones.
Team Sesh, baby, all the way.
Yeah. Ghost?
X is, he's got to be up
there. He's going to throw X. Damn. Make me think a little bit. Space Ghost Perp. I'm not going to say Space Ghost Perp.
What?
I'm just not going to say it. I guess I said his name. I'd probably put Macklemore up there.
Shut up, bro. Answer it.
I put myself up there. I put myself up there.
He had us come out here and do an interview. I didn't even want to do it. You got me to come out here, and now you can't answer the question. SoundCloud rap.
Me.
You.
Me.
Really?
Me.
Mount Rushmore.
I was there. I was there.
2015.
There's an outlier.
I guess you could.
Those three.
Suicide Boys, would you consider them?
No.
Or no?
Just kidding. No, throw them up there.
Honorable mention.
You wouldn't throw them up on the four, spill that fourth spot? I'm being serious now.
Yeah.
I'd slide them on there.
It's subjective, but yeah.
It depends on what. It depends on what.
No. I put Xavier Wolf,
100%. Okay, that's a nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love
you
me
put
some Wolf.
Xavier over.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a personal bias. It's no like.
Because
accolades wise, no.
Lil B.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm not putting Lil B on there. Answer. Me personally, I'm not putting
Lil
B on
B's
there.
Lil B's gotta be mine. I gotta swap.
And then there's like Trippie Red.
Trippie Red the hell out of your name right now. What is Trippie Red doing other than murdering generational beats right now? What is he doing?
Taking the best beats and making them awful.
How many times?
It's been like four times already.
Four times?
That's like the four songs that he's posted in like so long since Life is a Trip or whatever it's called.
Yeah. That boy's nuts dropped, and pardon my French, but as soon as that stuff dropped, dog, his voice was gone, ruined. He ain't made a hit since, what was that, Love Letter 2?
Yeah,
three?
Something like that.
Nothing. Get that guy out of your name, Kevin.
Get that guy out of your name.
Yeah, man!
Oh my god, yeah, dude.
Sorry, man,
you guys are having, you know, very passionate about this. I do appreciate your passion for the music.
Oh, yeah.
Your passion for the scene, man. What was the first music you fell in love with as a kid?
My dad is a metal singer. You actually know my dad. You know Coven 6669?
Yes.
Jamie's my dad.
Oh, shit. I had him up in studio recently.
Yeah, that's
Big Jamie.
He saw the video. He goes, you know, I just did an interview with Kevin like a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
I was crying. But yeah, no, my dad's always been doing music since I was a kid, like really young. I went to his shows and stuff, so I've always been around a music scene.
Oh, that's sick.
You know, I wanted to rebel against my dad, so I was like, you know, listening to Skillet and like Chris Brown and stuff when I was a kid, you know, Christian rock and R&B and rebel, and then it just morphed into SoundCloud stuff. And but yeah, I'd say the first thing I fell in love with was like G-Eazy.
Yes!
Okay. Like G-Eazy, like old like frat boy summer rap.
Okay.
When I was in middle school. That like the These Things Happen album.
Ooh.
Gas. Ask Merxies about it.
Solid.
Merxies, tell him, how you feel about G-Eazy? Talk to this microphone real quick.
Don't swear.
Don't swear.
Bro, G-Eazy's the best.
Facts. G-Eazy's on the Mount Rushmore of Rushmores.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Gerald.
Yeah. What about you, Ghost?
Your music that you fell in love with.
I gained sentience from listening to Gorillaz when they first came out.
Nice.
Good like answer. The whole like 2000s playlist or whatever that they got, where they like compiled all their best hits. I was always listening to that, like from a youngin and nothing else, basically.
Nice.
So, what about you, Spags?
Yeah, Spags, tell it to him.
What are you?
I think, if I remember correctly, the first two CDs that my stepdad bought me was Rob Zombie's Dracula and Fort Minor.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's what I remember.
You ever see Rob Zombie live?
No,
it's awful.
That's
kind of figured.
Yeah,
it's like he's doing karaoke.
Straight up, I went saw him with Alice Cooper.
And last summer.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, Alice Cooper's so sick. Rob Zombie, you seem disoriented.
Yes. What about you, man?
Oh, sorry. I was concerned about your standing. You scared me. I feel like I need to stand.
Attack mode, bro.
Kevin's getting ready to bounce. I don't know. I think I growing up, I just listened to like Willie Nelson and like other country. But then when I started discovering music, the first thing I was super into was that first Foster the People's album. Was blowing my mind as a kid.
That album was
And then Kesha's first album was legitimately my favorite, and to this day, still two of my favorite albums of all time.
Kesha? Yeah.
And that's the worst song in the project.
Foster the People was like Pumped Up Kicks?
Yeah. I'm telling you though, the whole album is fantastic.
Really, really good. Yes. I saw Katy Perry live.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, did. Tour, dude.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I kissed a girl, but she liked it.
All of it. She did little, costume changes and everything. Oh, yeah, so sweet.
I love that your way of rebelling against your metalhead dad was getting into Christian music.
Yeah, it was so funny. So, he hated it.
That's amazing. Shout out to Jamie. Shout out to Coven.
Shout out Big Jamie.
We should do a show. That's what I've been trying to
set up.
That'd
be cool, man.
My dad is a stickler, though, but I've been trying to set up a crossover show. Yeah.
We have beef with Jamie.
Yeah, we got beef with
Jamie. Thank
you, Dad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go into another song, and this one's called All My Idols Are Dead.
Yeah.
Does this have anything to do with any of the people from the SoundCloud era passing away?
I mean, in a sense, yes. I also think it kind of has to do with
growing up,
and you realize that idolization's not a real thing, and you kind of realize everyone's the same. We're all out here doing the same thing.
Yep.
You know, whatever level it goes to, is whatever level it goes to. But
sure.
I think it's like a harsh realization that some of the stuff you might have thought was going to, save you or show you the way or whatever, you thought someone had the keys to something. It's just not that way.
Mm. Real.
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 Kevin, spin that.
Let's go. All My Idols Are Dead. It's MVFL here on KISW.
Always got my
cold. I can't find a way to save my tainted soul. Turn deep as above and so below. No, I can't do it all alone. So why the hell I travel down this barrel again? I never call out to the crows. No, I'm not ready, I don't want it to end.
It's Loud and Local. Thank you guys for coming up. And, you know, things are kind of awkward between us.
Yeah, it was a really long elevator ride up here.
Yeah. Just staring at each other.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. The lighting in the elevator shimmering off of Kevin's dome piece. I was sitting there looking, and there's like a mirror at the top, too. So not only could I see his dome piece shining in the light in my with my two eyeballs in real life, but when I looked at the ceiling, there it was again.
Sound emotional.
Yeah. Dude, it was getting me crazy, yeah, bro.
For sure. No, I mean, I appreciate you having us out here to hash this out, you know. I know you said you weren't going to apologize. And I'm, you know, I'm just glad you had us out. I don't expect anything from you. I know this is kind of an awkward first meeting, but I'm glad you had us out.
Do you guys have any message for the music scene, for the local music scene? Seattle.
Boy, I could write you a book.
You guys have, like, any kind of, like, message for anyone out there that's maybe not giving you the respect you deserve?
Oh, I think everyone can sound off. Everyone's going to sound off a little bit. I'm sure of it.
I'm going to make it real simple.
Hit it to them.
Be better.
Ooh. Shoot.
What you got, Ig?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. When it comes down to it, I think everyone's super mega lazy. And I know of a few people that just be sitting, again, I think we've alluded to it, but I'll be real. People just sit on projects and think, oh, I gotta wait to get my big audience to go and drop my big project because we're a big band now. You're not. Drop your stuff. No one cares. They're not gonna care if you got 10,000, 10 million fans. Drop your art. Stop being weird about it. No one cares. Just do what you wanna do.
Facts.
Y'all think about it way too much.
Facts.
Deeply. Factual.
You got anything, go?
Ghost.
So factual, it's printing.
Fucking, I hate, my fault. Hey, all my good. Fault, Kevin.
All good.
I hate talking to all you people.
Facts.
It's honestly, it's exhausting. Mm. So I do my best not to.
Mm.
Please, if you're going to reach out to me, make it the simplest yes or no question ever. Please.
I'll say this.
Mm.
All the lyrics that we say in our project, our newest one, are true. Every single one of them. If you think it pertains to you, it does.
If the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits.
That's true.
Facts.
I'd say be original.
Mm.
Don't follow a crowd because you're trying to chase after a trend that someone else did that makes it successful.
Mm.
Find your own lane and have fun with your friends. Stop being so worried about outside forces. You're like, we do this music shit for fun. We all do. I mean, we do it because we love doing it. We don't do it to, I mean, at least we don't, we're not out here doing it to try to get, you know, the most amount of likes or the most amount of this. I just want to reach out to people that feel the same way as me and my friends and have an outlet. So I'd say be original and really take this, you know, take your own style and run. Don't take other people's styles and run and, like, you know, get your own name.
Facts. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Quite literally, Everything in the music industry is a facade and it's all fake. You cool. How many of y'all out there in the city have hundreds of thousands, millions of streams and all of your numbers are hella good and we're all playing the same shows, all exactly. getting paid the same amount, exactly. ain't no one getting out of the city, so yeah. everyone's got this whole, I'm the guy. No one's the guy. Your followers are cool. Anyone can get followers. People pay for them. We all know they do. Yeah. It's nothing's really impressive. So think about at the end of the day when you sit there, think about your end goal. Why am I doing this? Because the numbers, fake. The money comes, it goes. All the rest of it, it's all facetious. So if you're not doing it in the heart of your heart, why are you doing it? Yeah. What reason do you have to be making pointless art and putting it out into a space that no one cares about it?
Legacy.
Facts.
Legacy.
Well said. My last question for y'all. You know, you kind of called out a lot of artists, but over the history of this region, favorite artists from the Northwest?
Ryan Lewis.
Okay, awesome, yeah.
Great producer.
And that's facts. No, and I'm telling you, capping, that right there is facts. Ryan Lewis that's is not fire. A joke. That's facts.
Yeah, Ryan Lewis is fire. I like, I don't know.
Shout out Machine Girl.
Yeah.
They're from Seattle.
Nice. What about you, Ghost? You like Kurt Cobain?
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Kurt Cobain, Nirvana, you know, the whole band, even though, you know, some of them aren't from up here or whatever.
Love Dave Grohl.
Yeah, dude.
Dave Grohl's a cool guy.
Yeah, Dave Grohl's swag. But yeah.
I think that there's a lot of really cool old groups from back in the day that got overlooked by all of the big bands. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. I'm not fully up to knowledge on everyone's names and that whole thing. And I'm going to leave any out if I name it. And then I'm gonna go, but pretty much any band that's not Nirvana and Pearl Jam is pretty f-ing dope from back in the A, I'm gonna be honest.
Just the non-mainstream Seattle.
Yes, mainstream. It's so much better. I'm not doing the forced entry is fantastic, yeah. and I hit you up. But yeah, that, yeah, I grew up with the kids. He's my homie, his dad, whatever. Forced entry is fantastic. Just got overshadowed because like the scene just got massive, and I was like, no, we don't like that anymore.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. There's not
a bunch of them.
I feel like recent, I haven't had any, besides, you know, like, I mean, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, I feel like we're the ones that really did it, but Ryan Lewis is just...
They're the only ones that did it.
The only ones. At least, like, rap-wise, they're the only ones.
I can't think of other thing that's come out of Seattle at all. Travis Thompson, like, stuck his toe in, like, a slight county line over, but he didn't make it out. He's chilling.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. No one's really made it out of the area, really, recently. I can't think of a lot of people coming up to my mind.
Fair enough. How do people get a hold of you guys and follow you guys? Just look it up, MVFL on social media, is that right?
Yeah. No, pretty much just MVFL on social media. I would not recommend following us. We don't make music. We're not a band. We are not from Seattle. We have...
They just make videos about me.
We just make videos about Kevin.
We're a Kevin hate account.
Still didn't get my apology, which is crazy. I'm going to have to come back.
Oh.
This is all a joke.
I'm going to have to come back.
Everything's a test and a game, and it's all just for, you know.
Life is Roblox.
That's true.
Life is Roblox.
Yeah, true.
Facts. Ghost, tell him something real quick. Say anything. Say the first three words that come to your brain that, yeah, do that.
Life is Roblox.
Facts.
Yeah.
We're going to end with The Guilt Is Good For You. Who wants to intro this one?
Just let the name of the song sink in and hear our words and don't think that they're not about you.
And shake them thick, tasty thighs when that comes in.
All right. MVFL. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
I'm sorry. See, I did it.
shit my body is. Made a note. I've been staring at my wrist to find a cut. I don't give a fuck, my mind is in a rut. Till my tits are falling out, I run the mud. And I switch it till my body's in the mud. Knife grip on it, it's gonna kill me. I've been lying on the ground, I'm sinking 6 feet. If these bitches keep complaining, I'm gonna show it. When my body giving out these bitches.
Creeping through my mind, memories past time, yeah. I can let it go in the fact that I become what I despise. Choking on my spit, nowhere to go, I guess this is. You're still with yourself, and that's the reason I will quit.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.